Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Friday, August 26th. Welcome to episode 11 of Amy Talks About Stuff. As far as this podcast is concerned, I believe that if I don't have anything nice to say, I shouldn't say anything at all. I don't have very much nice to say about today. It was kind of a difficult and frustrating day. So instead, I will talk about the one nice thing that did happen. Oh, by the way, this is another phone recording, because when I get off of a work day, I don't want to do anything except play mindless computer games and read stuff, and sometimes make rambly recordings like this one. Anyway, let's get on to the one nice thing that did happen today. I picked up more freelance work. I keep saying I don't want to talk about my freelance work, and I end up talking about it anyway. It's already out there, so I might as well talk about it more. I put a link to my page on the show notes for one of my previous episodes of Dog Days of Podcasting. I guess I'll have to put it in these show notes, too. But while I'm on the subject, I think it would be a good idea to give some background of why I do freelance work and how I got started doing it. I got started doing it in January of 2011, when I discovered or rediscovered the website that I'm on, which is Fiverr. I don't know why I'm avoiding saying it, but it is. And I created an account there, and it was actually half of the reason I got my Blue Snowball microphone in the first place, and possibly even one of my justifications for getting one was so I could make really good, high-quality voiceovers. And I did, and I have been doing it off and on ever since, even around my full-time job, which I did not get until almost a year and a half after that. No, wait, no. January of 2011. No, I started at Conduit in April of 2011. So yeah, in January of 2011, I wouldn't have had one at all. Anyway, so I wanted to do some work for myself at that time, and I did, and continue to do so, and never really built it up as much as I probably should have, but I think it's a lot of fun. I really like the variety of projects I get, and I communicated with a potential buyer, and we actually have an order in place, and he's even giving me plenty of time to do it. I don't even have to start on it until after I get back from Dragon Con, and I get to be the voice of some, I believe it looks like they were application explainer videos. So that communication went through today, the order's in place, the deadline isn't until, like, almost halfway through September. So, and I'm not even going to have the script until next week. So I don't have to worry about that, and I don't have to worry about that during con. And, I have another conversation going with another potential buyer who I sent a message to this morning. They have not gotten back to me yet. That's okay. I hope they get to eventually, because they want me to do what I believe are lines for a game, and that one will be in Japanese. I do some of these in Japanese as well as English because I can, which is fun and cool, and it's my one and only big differentiating factor on there, is that I can do them in Japanese. So things are kind of looking up in that department, which is pretty good, and hopefully they will look up even more once I get graphics done for that page. On one final note, speaking of graphics, Chuck and Craig, I saw your, Chuck's, post with the invite to Parsecs, Sunday night at 5:30. Got it. I will definitely be there. I cannot believe, of all people, you guys are hosting. I am so, so excited about that. I will definitely, definitely be in the audience cheering you on. Congratulations on that. Have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.